Next one.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. What is this little game you boys think you're playing with me?
Well, what game, sir?
Now, there's no need to try and look like a lot of angels. You know what I'm referring to.
I know.
Quite recently, you boys have got into the habit of when the clock gets around a near recess time, you trick me into saying good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, just like that. And you too, Bottom. All right, now stop that noise. That's exactly what I was complaining about. But I've decided that it's got to stop. Last lesson, we did no work at all, not a scrap, and you got out of this classroom by means of that trick.
Stop
talking, we'll say no more about it. And take out your chemistry book.
Chemistry?
Listen, do as you're told unless you want the stick again.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Then
hurry up.
I
decided that the subject of zinc, its discovery and uses, is a little beyond this class.
Yes.
And so I intend to go on with a more elementary type of work. The study of oxygen.
Oxygen?
Yeah.
We've done that before.
All the more reason why you should be able to make some progress. And be careful, Bottomy. I've got my eye on you.
All the better to see you with, said little Goldilocks.
Exactly, isn't it? Right? Serves you right, Bottomy. If that's the mood you're in today, I know how to handle you, my boy. So that's just sheer waste of time.
And it was wrong, sir.
Yes, of course it was wrong. Have you fun?
That was wrong, sir.
Was it?
Yeah, Goldilocks never said that.
Didn't he?
No, it was Little Red Robin Redbreast.
What?
No, it wasn't. It was me.
Look, keep quiet, everybody.
I don't know anything about it, Stamper.
Didn't you boys hear me tell you to keep quiet?
Yes, sir.
Well, what do you think I meant by that? Shout at the top of your voices.
I beg your pardon?
I said to you, do you want me to shout at the top of my voice?
Yeah.
All right, can you hear me? What? And what on earth do you think you're up to, Bottomy? I'm not deaf and you know it. That's about the third time I've had to give you the stick today. And if there's any more trouble, you'll be sent outside.
Strike, you green boy.
Understand? Outside.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, get out.
Now, look, open your chemistry books at page 14. And there you'll see a photograph of Joseph Priestley. Now, who was he, Stanford?
Green bottle, sir.
Exactly. Greenbottle discovered oxygen, and so they called him Joseph Priestley. Now, let's consider... wait a minute. Stanford!
Yes, sir?
Are you trying to be funny?
No, sir.
But what on earth are you talking about?
You asked me who he was.
Yes, I know I did.
Well, I said Greenbottle.
Yes, but Greenbottle didn't discover oxygen.
Well, I did.
I did. It was Sunday morning, one after... No, I mean... Joseph Priestley was the man who discovered oxygen in 1774.
What, days?
No, years. It took him 1774 years to... No, it didn't. It was in the year 1774 that he discovered it.
Why, sir?
Well, it was because... Why? How do I know why?
Well, how do you know he discovered it?
I was there. No, I wasn't.
Were you alive in 1774, sir?
Yeah, no, of course I wasn't, you idiot. That's 160-odd years ago.
What was?
1774.
Why, sir?
Well, So you boys have decided not to allow me to make any progress, have you? Well, we'll soon see about that. Apparently there's a plot not to do any work.
No, there's not, sir.
But what's the matter with you?
Nothing, sir.
Now, don't be a jackass all your life, Stanford. To start with, you said Greenbottle was the discoverer of oxygen or something.
No, I didn't, sir.
What?
I said that was Greenbottle who came through the door.
I thought you said he... came through what door?
The door of the classroom.
When?
Just when you asked me.
Where is he?
Not out on my desk.
Well, have a look in your pocket. Where is he?
You told him he could go, sir.
No, I didn't. I didn't say anything of the sort. Look, go out and get him, Stanford.
Yes, sir.
Bring him back here immediately.
Yes.
I don't know what this place is coming to. Boys just walking in and out of there as they please, all day long. I'm not going to put up with this sort of thing much longer. The discipline in this classroom is absolutely disgraceful. And it's high time I began to get severe with you boys. I'll rule this classroom with a rod of iron, that's what I'll do. Spare the rod and spoil a child. There's a lot more in that proverb than I've ever realized.
So you won't talk, huh?
No, and what's more, nobody will make me if I... And just who do you think you're talking to, Bottomy? You're the cause of more than half the trouble in this classroom as it is. I've got a very good mind to speak to your father about you, my boy. Yeah, well, come over here and take your places, the pair of you.
I have.
Well, look, keep quiet. And what what have you got to say for yourself, Greenbottle?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes,
hello. How are you? Now, listen to me, my boy. I'm not in any mood for tomfoolery. Who gave you permission to leave the classroom when you arrived this morning?
I
did nothing of the kind.
Yes, but you told me to stand outside.
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking to you, Bottomy.
Why not, sir?
Well, he's been saying things behind my back to my friend. Now, did it... Listen, Steffeth, will you mind your own business for a change?
Yes, sir.
And Greenbottle, you can stay in after school and do an imposition.
Oh, sure, that's not fair.
Oh, isn't it?
No, you told me to go out.
All right, well, you can stay and do the imposition for being late. Yes, and you can't deny that you were late, now can you?
Yes, but I couldn't help it.
No, I know. It was your father's fault.
Yes. No, it was not.
No? Well, that's certainly a change, if nothing else.
It was my uncle.
I knew it would be a relation.
Yes, well, can I help it if he had a rush order?
Rush order?
Yes, he makes mousetraps.
Your uncle makes mousetraps?
Yes, of course he does.
Oh, very catchy business.
Yeah,
aye? Never mind. That was over your head. That was just a joke.
Yeah, just a joke.
Exactly. Well, go on, Greenbottle. No, just a minute. Bottomly.
Yeah?
If you know what's good for you, you won't make any remarks at all. Yes, oh, and stop saying that, too.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, what a lucky thing he doesn't get a rush order every day.
Yes, I suppose.
Yes, I'll never get here at all.
Well, look, that wouldn't break my heart either. And I think I've heard quite enough about your uncle and his mousetraps, too.
Yes, yes. Do you want one?
Yes. No. Want one? No, of course I don't want one.
Yes, well, they're very popular.
All right. Well, so they might be.
All the fishermen buy them.
Yes, well, so they should, but I don't... what did you say? All the who?
Fishermen.
Fishermen?
Yes, of course they do.
Huh?
It's because the weather's right for fishing that he had the rush order.
Yes, but...
They're all buying them.
Look, just a minute, Greenbottle.
Yes?
Didn't you say your uncle made mousetraps?
Yes.
Well, but... I see. They use the mice for bait.
Right? Haven't you ever caught a mouse?
Yes, of course I have.
Well, you don't set mice to catch them.
Don't you?
No, mice aren't cannonballs.
Cannonballs?
No, they don't eat each other.
What?
You're thinking of missionaries. You'll get eaten by blackfellas.
Greenbottle, would you be good enough to stop talking like a hyena?
Yeah,
The word you wanted was cannibal, not cannonballs.
Yes, well, mice aren't cannonballs.
What's the use?
Well, I was just telling you.
Well, don't. Frankly, I haven't got the slightest notion of what you were saying and talking about.
Well, it's perfectly clear to me.
I wish it. Well, so it might be, but it's not to me. And I shouldn't think it would be to anybody else either. Bottomly.
It wasn't me.
Yes, it was. Now, listen, I'm not blaming you for anything. Have you been listening to what Greenbottle's been saying?
Yeah.
You have. Now, I want an honest opinion. Could you understand one word of what he was saying?
Sure.
What?
Yes, Bottomly's a boy of normal intelligence.
Yes, but he's had a better chance than I have. Greenbottle! Was that remark intended to be insulting?
No.
Oh, wasn't it? Well, it was very close to it. And Bottomly.
Yeah?
Without any assistance from Greenbottle, you will now explain to me what he was talking about.
Me, sir?
Yes, you, Bottomly. You said you understood it, so you tell me.
Yes, well, it was like this, you see.
Greenbottle, hold your tongue. I want Bottomly to tell me, not you.
Sure.
Right. Well, go on, Bottomly. Explain that to me.
When, sir? Tomorrow?
Yes, I'll call back in the morning. No!
It would be quicker if I told you.
It would be far quicker if you never said anything in this classroom at all. Without you, we might be able to get some work done.
Yeah.
Well, go on, Bottomly.
Well, he was late, you see.
Yes?
And it was his uncle's fault.
Exactly. I could follow that much. Yes, well?
And he made mousetraps or something.
Or something.
Yes. The fishermen used to wear as a badge when they had a rush on. I'm wrong.
Yes, I should think you were wrong.
Yes.
The cannibals wore them when they were out fishing for missionaries.
Exactly.
I never said that.
Well, it's your turn to work it out. I can't.
No, I shouldn't think you could. Well, look, why didn't you say so in the first place, instead of wasting our time like that?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, that boy's terrible, the way he wastes our time.
Yes, and he ought to know better.
Yes, I've never seen anything like it.
Greenbottle, will you keep that tongue of yours still? You were the one responsible for this nonsense in the first place.
Nonsense? I haven't said any nonsense.
My dear idiotic Greenbottle, you've said nothing but nonsense.
Yes, well, what's your difficulty?
I can't understand the part of... No! Greenbottle, you're not the in charge of this classroom. Kindly remember that I'm the master here, and show me the respect that I'm entitled to.
Yes.
And just explain what on earth all that twaddle was about. You told us your uncle made mousetraps, and then in the next breath you said all the fishermen used them.
Yes, and so they do.
Why, to catch mice.
Fishermen don't catch mice.
All right, I know that, so why do they buy the mousetraps?
Well, the mousetrap is a sort of official.
Yes, what?
As a matter of fact, it's just as good a fish hook as it is a mousetrap.
Oh, is it?
Yes, and it's very popular with cyclists, too.
With cyclists?
Yes, they use them for bike clips.
No, it's not true.
Have you given them a try, a flagpole?
Yes. But... No, you shut up, Bonner.
Yeah, not for you, I won't.
Oh, don't listen, you.
That'll be the dog.
You stop talking about me, uncle.
Yes, and you stop talking altogether, Greenbottle.
Yes, well, he was just trying to make my uncle look a fool.
He didn't have to.
No, but he's got to.
Listen, look, if you don't keep quiet, I'll dong you, as you call it. And so be very careful what you say or do.
Yes.
This is probably the biggest lot of rot you've spoken for weeks.
No, it's not.
Well, it would be extremely close, anyhow. Look, what sort of mousetrap is this that your uncle makes?
It's official.
What, the mousetrap?
Yes, and the bike clips.
Greenbottle, if you'll pardon my saying so, both you and your uncle are certifiably insane.
Oh, we are not.
Nobody will ever persuade me that I'm wrong.
My uncle's a very clever man.
Now, is he?
Yes, and all the people that buy his mousetraps are clever too.
Yeah, well, that might be your opinion on the subject, but I'm still entitled to mine.
Yes, well, anybody can catch a mouse with an ordinary trap.
Yes, I know.
Yes, but you catch a mouse with a fish hook, you have to be a clever man.
Exactly.
Yes, well, what did I tell you?
What's wrong with lassoing them?
My uncle's caught as many as 2 a year that way.
Look, that's the finish. I can't bear any more of this. It's not true. Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.